God, would you open our eyes to your living word this morning? Speak your words of life and truth to us, we pray. Amen. Please do sit down. Quick spot check. Who was paying attention to the readings? Did anyone spot a connection between those two readings this morning? Hands up if you, I'm not going to ask you to you know, make sure what it was, but hands up if you did spot a connection between the readings. That's good. This is good. You are all theologians. Because spotting those connections is kind of what theology is about. It's about thinking about God, looking at the Bible and seeing what God is saying to us through it. And through our two readings this morning, we had something. Something that was a connection. Now, I'm going to need some volunteers for this. I'm going to walk down. I'm just going to... And can I ask you to hold this glass of water for me? Just a normal glass of water, right?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. It's going to hold them. There's some vitamin tablets for children. So, you know, you need your vitamins to grow. Can I ask you, is anything happening to your water right now? Nope. Vitamin tablets, are they doing anything? Nope, just sitting there in your hands. If you could just hold on to them for a second, that'd be great. I've got here... We get back from May camp last week. Matt's going to tell us a little bit about that later in the notices. Right? And when you're camping, a golden rule, if you're camping in a field, in the middle of nowhere, never forget your torch. Guess what I forgot last weekend when I went camping? All I had was my little key ring. This is my little key ring. Can I ask you to hold that? Is it doing anything?
Absolutely
nothing there. Can I ask you to hold this? This is the little battery. Is it doing anything? No, absolutely nothing. Anyone spotting a pattern here as well? This is good. You are all theologians. Lastly, I've got one final thing here. This is the microphone pack of power. This is how you can hear us. I ask you to hold that. Is it doing anything? It's not even on, actually. Let's turn that on and see if that does anything. Doing anything now?
I think so.
Can speak into it.
Hello. Good morning.
No. No, nothing. Okay, brilliant. Well, I say brilliant. I mean, sure, it's not quite what it's meant to do. Frank, can I give you this? This is the clip-on bit. Frank, speak into that. Is that making a noise?
Good morning.
No, nothing. Is that working properly? No. You're all already one step ahead of me, which is pretty much as it should be, because I am only a curate. But you're already thinking to yourself, there are six things, none of which seem to be doing anything. However... It's almost like, you are thinking, I can tell this, you're almost thinking there is some kind of connection between each of these things. It's like we have a glass of water, and we have some vitamin tablets, some fizzy vitamin tablets. And they're not doing anything, but if we put them together, it fizzes. Something happens, it changes, something is going on now. This is different to what it was earlier. That's terrible grammar, but I'm only a curate in the Church of England, so I don't need to worry about that stuff. Got a torch here that's not doing anything. You can turn it on, and it just doesn't do anything. And over here, we have a battery. Yeah, now you're all spotting what's going to... Yeah, no, if I can work that one out. So put it the other way. That's right, yeah. All carefully rehearsed, and try not to drop the battery down the grate. And now I put the battery in the torch, and I turn it on, and... Ooh. Say ever. Ooh. Ooh. This I had to survive for a weekend. This was my only light. This was my only light. We have something that doesn't work, but you put a battery in it, something changes about it. And lastly, we had the battery pack that was on and powered, but it wasn't doing anything. And we had over here the wire, and that wasn't doing anything. But if we put the two of them together... And turn it on. Just say something into that now, Frank.
I think the Lord
might make this work.
Oh, wow. Frank has the gift of prophecy, and we also have a microphone that now works. When we put things together, these things have transformed. They've changed. Something has happened. And in our reading, we heard about two separate occasions where a widow had an only son who died. And a man of God, firstly Elijah, a great prophet, and secondly, Jesus, God himself, comes into that situation. And what happens? It brings life. Because there is a pattern. This is why you're all theologians, because you all spotted this. That when God comes into a situation, things happen. Things transform from the old to the new. Jesus died and rose again. People are ill and then people are healed. People are dead and then people are alive. We live and then we will be with God. All of this is what we stand to affirm together every Sunday. That God brings change and transformation and life. And that's what we believe as Christians. That's what our readings this morning reminded us of. And that's why we gather to celebrate every Sunday and every day. Because God's power to transform is at the very heart of the gospel. He brings life where we see death. He brings hope where we see despair. This is a sign of God's kingdom and God's life at work in us. And my prayer for all of us today, tomorrow, this week, every day, is that we see God's transformation in our lives. Amen.
Amen.